While we have you on the line here, let's go on to segment four, where we talk about, we go into a little bit of Team Fortress 2, your video fest of Team Fortress 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Let's talk a little bit about your future class plans. Which classes are you going to do next?
Next in line is going to be the Demo Man.
Really? Can you give us a sparse little intro to what you're going to be showing off?
Things blowing up.
He doesn't have, like, any secret usefulness. Like, the Engineer has teleporters he can use and stuff like that. There's no usefulness to the Demo Man other than explosives?
There is. I mean, if you're able to lay down a bunch of his remote mines in an area, sometimes they can just act as a pure deterrent to enemies. You know, they won't even try and go past.
Yeah.
So they'll be forced to find an alternate route unless they want to just get themselves blown up.
Does he have proximity mines?
No. He just has the standard grenades and his remote sticky bombs. So.
That's a shame.
We'll be covering all that in detail soon enough, I'm sure.
What?
The problem, with doing a video for every class is that I'm not good at all of them. You know, I have very little experience playing Demo Man, so I don't really, I understand how it works, I'm not very good at it, so.
Well, you can always go the comedy route and just show off how bad you are with them, maybe throw in Yakety Sax in the background.
Am I really the comedy route type of guy, though? That's what I wonder.
No, I'm sure you'll make it funny. I mean, the intro video.
All right, when you're watching a video with commentary by myself, how do you react?
I like it. I have a grin through the entire time. I honestly laugh a few times, which is more than I can say than about some other people. Honestly, when it was you and GS Gold, I laughed more at your jokes than GS Gold's jokes.
Huh?
Because
I usually just made jokes about him, wasn't it? Or
you have a very dry sense of humor, and I like dry humor.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's more witty to me. I like witty humor.
Yeah.
I'm always good for, you know, a pie to the face is funny and stuff like that, but if I have my druthers, which I do know what druthers means, by the way. That's a word right there. Look it up. If I had my druthers, I'd much rather have the wittier comedy, the highbrow comedy, which is shocking because here's the guy who invented Coral Mayhem and Lester Survives the Day, which isn't exactly, you know, it's Shakespearean work there.
Yeah, not quite. Well, I don't know. I mean, with you and I, it's always just, you know, fun with words all the time.
We got a good rapport. That's why I like doing podcasts with you. We're pretty
When
funny
did we
together.
Get a good report?
You don't know what rapport means?
A rapport? I thought you said we got a good report. Like,
no.
Somebody actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm doing my...
But no, of course that didn't happen.
I'm doing my report on Rick and Krem, these two guys on the internet. They're doing podcasts. They're funny.
Uh-huh.
Krem is the smart one, yet he gets himself tripped up in his own words, and then there's Rick, who's an idiot, yet surprisingly funny at times.
Spoilers, Krem is not actually the smart one.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, the thing is that in my video fest with GS, you know, despite the fact that I had more words than him and my comedy was slightly more subtle, he always did manage to make me look like the fool.
GS Gold does that with everyone, though.
Yeah, although at the same time he made himself look like an ass, so kind of evened out.
The whole thing about me and GS Gold doing audio fests, even though they're essentially a horrible idea from the get-go.
I thought they were.
They were funny.
I thought they were.
They were funny to me, especially because, besides the fact that I was there, I'm sorry, I'm standing away from the DS, you probably can't hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Let me move the DS. I just wanted to get up. I didn't feel like getting a cramp.
I was spending my time here thinking of all sorts of snide remarks I could make about it.
Me and GS Gold, the funniest part about GS Gold and me doing the audio fest was him dying. That was the best part. You didn't have to be playing the game to understand that GS Gold had just thrown a grenade, it bounced off a wall, it landed next to him, and he set himself on fire. And Tim is screaming, shit, shit, I'm on fire, fuck! Snake is dead!
Uh-huh.
It's just good times.
I thought of another idea, kind of like the Audio Fest, how you guys were both, you know, at your own separate things, playing separately and not connected over the internet or whatever, you were just communicating through audio.
Yeah.
I thought of another idea where you and I, or, you know, whoever gets the same setup, you know, connected over Skype or the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And then recording that, but also, I have my camera watching what I'm doing, and you have your camera watching what you're doing, or what you're doing. And then, like, we use software to, like, edit the two videos into one. Like, we have a side-by-side thing.
Yeah.
So, like...
Could you do that?
I think so. I keep forgetting to try that, but I'm pretty sure that should be simple to do, to just have a side-by-side video.
In the...
Remember that one they did on Kaizo Mario World,
yeah,
where they had,
one,
like, three guys doing the final level all at once?
That's
yeah,
what I was about to reference.
Yeah, we just, like that. That's probably where I stole the idea from and didn't remember until just this very moment.
Well,
so, yeah.
I think that would be a great idea. I'm more than willing to set that up and try it. I prefer to do games on my computers, though, because I can use my flat plasma monitor that won't reflect a bunch of the light and won't get those crappy black marks down the sides of the TV.
Uh-huh.
But if you're willing to do that, I still really want to do that Donkey Kong one.
I know, we have to... Okay, yeah, that was another thing that I was going to address, and I... you know, we still have our problem where we can't connect over ZSNES, and I was going to say, anybody who's listening right now and who would have any idea how to solve that, please drop us the line.
Yeah, we're doing everything. We've connected to other people, it works for other people, it just won't connect between the two of us.
Yeah, Rick can connect to anybody just fine, and I can connect to anybody just fine, except I can't connect to Rick, and Rick can't connect to me. And it's just the two of us that get screwed on this. Nobody else has this problem. It's just us.
We could make such epic videos.
I know. I know. And, frustrating. But I was going to say, yeah, I mean, I was asking anybody who's listening to this and would know how to help, but I probably should have addressed that at the beginning of the podcast because it's very likely that we still have any listeners at this point.
Yeah, it's just Static and maybe RPG Maker at this point.
And I'm sure they're half asleep already, so...
they treat this like how I treat you when you get long-winded.
Yeah, I mean, RPG, he's probably just listening to this in the background while he watches the hockey game.
Yeah, that or fondling a giant blow-up pope.
Didn't we see that in Coral Mayhem or something?
We have not yet done a religious whimsy Coral Mayhem. That gets us truly sent to hell.
Religious whimsy. You know, and again, you address, you know... you arise the notion of a giant blow-up pope. And again, I say... It probably exists somewhere, you know. Somebody's got one of those.
Wow. Maybe you could, like, call those real doll makers and get a Pope version.
There was this one friend of mine, it was back in, like, the third grade or something, but he had this really, really huge doll of Batman.
Yeah.
It was, like, as big as we were. And, I mean, we were in the third grade, but that's still a pretty dang big doll.
Well, yeah, certainly.
Big old Batman doll this guy had. And
he didn't sodomize it, did he?
I wonder.
You have some interesting friends,
Brent. It showed signs of wear and tear.
Did it have a giant hole in it markered in? Okay, swiftly moving along from Batman sodomy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, we didn't... Bop, bop, bop.
Hello?
Bop.
Okay, now it cut
Hello.
Back in.
Hi there.
I wonder how long...
My name's Rick.
Alright, let me see, just a second. Okay, wasn't doing it that long, I think.
Alright, Rick, your opinion on the stage builder in Brawl.
Okay, Well, I liked it. Give me a second. Let me pause this recording for a second, if you don't
pause.
Mind.
Pause? We've never done that before.
Well, it should work in theory. We have 1.21 gigawatts, and I need to check how long that thing died.
Well, but if you pause it, don't you lose the first part of the file or something?
No, that's when you, delete the file. Alright, let's
That doesn't sound good. It wasn't a particularly exciting 2 minutes.
Alright, yeah, we lost 2 minutes, folks. Alright, we're recording again. And nothing blew up in your face, Krem.
Yes, nothing blew up in my face.
Oh.
I only wish the same could be said for you, Rick.
Oh, sure, sir. Do not tempt me and my giant penis, because I will stick it out the window and end up in Arizona and blow
Look,
shit.
Look, whether I'm tempting to you is entirely up to you.
Well, dude, you wear fancy suits.
I know.
You're just asking for it.
I'll just try to avoid Michigan from now on.
Everyone avoids Michigan.
Yes.
So, anyway, we were talking about Brawl. So far for Brawl, what do you think you're going to make in the builder, the stage builder?
I'm probably just going to enjoy the exciting stages everybody else makes.
Really? That sounds boring.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm thrilling.
Okay, well, anyway... You fail to recognize the awesome that is Olimar!
No, I don't. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just more of a Meta Knight sort of person, you know?
We were discussing this the other day, how Olimar is just basically a space trucker.
Yep.
Who lands on a planet and immediately enslaves hundreds upon hundreds of the native inhabitants to do his own whims.
Alright, boys, here's what we're gonna do.
Pick up my shit.
That was about the gist of it.
So, Krem, could you do that? If you were landed on a planet, would you, as a space trucker, would you immediately enslave the entire population to rebuild your ship?
Kind of an abstract scenario you're putting me into, isn't it?
Okay, Krem, how about this one? You're a giant monkey fighting a crocodile.
Okay.
Crocodile has a giant island that he built out of metal that shoots a laser that blows up an island shaped like your head.
Okay.
What situation is more abstract now, mister?
Let's see. Alright, Alright, you're a human being of below average height. Living in one of the most impoverished areas in the country.
Check.
And it's your job to wake up every morning.
Okay.
And what do you do?
I strap a giant water gun to my back and clean up an island.
Okay. And it only cost you $50. Good job.
What was people's problem with Sunshine? It wasn't that bad of a game.
No, it was alright. I mean, it didn't live up to... I mean, everybody said, okay, it was not really a revolutionary advancement over Mario 64. It wasn't like the next big step or anything. It was just kind of more of the same, but with a water gun on your back. But, well, it was alright for what it was worth.
It was worth the money. I enjoyed the game.
I mean, the water gun part wasn't even so bad. I mean, if you were good at it,
Yeah, you actually had to... There were some hard puzzles, and there were some hard jumping puzzles, and you had to take the water gun off at some points. And those fucking secret stages. God, I hate those.
Well, those were the parts that everybody really liked, see.
Yeah, but it was a pain in the ass. I got used to the water gun, and then I'm like, constantly falling off shit.
Oh, Rick.
Tactics. God damn it.
Tactics.
Grr. So, have you seen the final smashes for everyone yet?
Sure I have.
What's your favorite final smash, then? No, you can't say Landmaster.
But Rick, there's a higher probability of me saying that. 3 out of 35 as opposed to 1.
Well, just a different one besides the Landmaster.
Okay, out of the other 32 Final Smashes in the game, let's see, actually PK Starstorm looks pretty cool.
Really?
Oh yeah, PK Starstorm.
Sorry, the true answer is End of Day by Olimar. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh.
People get hit by actually, a giant
spaceship.
Actually, I like,
What?
He crushes his spaceship into them. Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, either that or, I mean, spaceship, tank, you know.
So you're saying his spaceship is a landmaster?
Well, I mean, it has... Yes.
Okay, Olimar's Final Smash is now related to Landmaster.
I mean, I'm glad they were, awake enough to include Supersonic, you know.
Supersonic looks like Sonichu.
I think that might be what Sonichu's design was based on, yes.
Huh.
There may have been a nod of the head there.
They were like, we gotta throw in an homage to this Christian Weston Chandler boy. But God, no, we can't program in something besides a Landmaster!
Landmaster.
Okay, we need to do an homage to Christian Weston Chandler. Like, yellow Landmaster. It'll have spikes.
Interesting. And then, like, he makes out with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Masturbating and squirting.
Pursue.
Anyway, this conversation is slowly dying, but still dying. A painful, Krem-related death.
I'm glad that there was PK Starstorm. It's a cool smash.
It's cool, but I still like the Earthbound music that, you know, just isn't there anymore.
Yeah. There was a forum thread I was going to start, but I guess we could just do it as a discussion here because it's an interesting enough idea. Things that we thought should have been in Brawl but weren't.
Geno, Mother 2 music, a non-acid trip Final Smash for Luigi.
A non-acid filled level for Samus.
God, yeah, I hate those acid-filled levels.
I mean, I was kind of, let's say, underwhelmed when they brought back the Brinstar stage from Melee.
Yeah.
It's just a little redundant, you know?
Isn't the Brinstar...
Just a little redundant.
Isn't that stage the original stage? Or is it the one with the twirly rock?
Yeah. No, that's Brinstar Depths. Which I think they should have brought back if they were going to bring one back at all. But now they brought back the one that's basically exactly the same as the one that they're making for Brawl, you know?
Yeah.
It would have been like if they'd brought back Mute City when they already have Port Town, which is just more of the same, you know?
As long as they don't have any... I just hate scrolling stages. I can't stand scrolling stages.
Oh, come on. They brought back Big Blue, Rick. Big Blue.
I never played Big Blue anyway.
Come on, Big Blue, that stage...